Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL and WBAL.com. Right now, we're with Ravens defensive lineman Terrence Cody. Terrence, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing well. So how's the offseason treating you?
I'm doing good this offseason. I've been traveling a little bit and stuff. Went to Disney World, went to Islands of Adventure. And now I'm back up here training, getting ready for this upcoming season.
What was your favorite ride this time around in Disney World?
I went on Space Mountain. That was a pretty good ride at Disney World. And then at Universal Studios, I think I like the Harry Potter ride at Universal.
Now let me ask you this, and this is a very serious question. Are there ever issues with your size when you go on these rides?
All the time.
What do they tell you? What do you tell them?
There's nothing I can tell them. I mean, the only thing I can do is just get up and try to find another ride I can fit. But when they do try to put me in, you got two people trying to pull the straps and one person trying to push it down. So it's a tough time trying to get on the ride.
Ravens defensive lineman Terrence Cody with us here on WBAL. Terrence will be at the new Dick's Sporting Goods, the grand opening coming up on Sunday. Its new location in Crofton between 1 and 3, so coming up in 2 days. And, Terrence, when you heard about Corey Redding leaving and Jarrett Johnson leaving and Haruki Nakamura and Zibikowski leaving, what's your reaction to all that?
I was lost for words. I was speechless because that's a great group of guys and good guys to have in the locker room and excellent guys on the field. Double J was like he was like a coach on the field for us. He got us lined up and everything. C Red is just an awesome player, and he's a great guy off the field. And Haruki and Tom, I mean, those two characters right there. I'm going to miss those guys.
And Terrence, whomever is filling the void next to you on the defensive line, whether it's Art Jones for Corey Redding or Pernell McPhee for Corey Redding or maybe a combination of the two, are those two guys in your mind ready to go?
Oh, yeah. No, not without a doubt. I talked to Arthur Jones a week ago. He's down in Mexico training with his brother, but he knows it's time for him to step up and become a part of this defense and have a role on the defense.
How serious are your workouts right now? Are you building up still, or are you just getting back into the grind?
I got back in. This is my second week, so I'm building up right now. And stuff. It's got the workouts have gotten a little intense, but at the same time, still building. But overall, I feel good on working out and stuff.
Terrence Cody with us here on BAL. He'll be at the new Dick's Sporting Goods in Crofton. That is 1417 South Main Chapel Way, Gambrills, Maryland. On Sunday, Terrence will be there between 1 and 3. And Terrence, when you look at this offseason for you, last year you really did not have an offseason with the team and associated with the team because of the lockout. How important is this time period for you now entering your third full season in the NFL?
This is important to have a real good offseason under my belt because, after my rookie year we had the lockout. And that was kind of disappointing because, my whole demeanor in the offseason was to get better and was to come in and just ball out, but I didn't get to have that off season under my belt and to work with the coaches and to work with the strength and conditioning staff. But now we back, we getting straight, and I can't wait to get up there and get right and get ready for this upcoming season.
I saw Terrence, Nick Saban got a 2-year extension. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I'm glad they're keeping him around because, I mean, he's changed that program around since he's been there, and it's only took 5 years, and he's got 2 national championships.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, he can thank Terrence Cody, right?
Oh yeah, I got a little credit. I can get a little credit, but overall, I mean, he's bringing the guys in. He's getting those guys ready to play. So, I mean, he gets a lot of the credit.
And coming up on Sunday, you'll be at the Dick's Sporting Goods, as I mentioned. Are you excited to see fans? I know you're used to performing in front of them, but now to interact during this off season, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm real excited. Get to meet the fans, get to spend time with the fans, things we don't get to do during the season. But off season is a good thing, a good chance to do things around the community and help out the community.
And also, Torrey Smith will be at the new Dick's Sporting Goods location tomorrow between 11 a.m. and noon. So Torrey Smith tomorrow there, Terrence Cody on Sunday, and on Saturday, actually, right after Torrey Smith is done, Josh Wilson will be there between 1 and 3. So a former teammate and one current teammate also participating in this.
Yeah, that's I didn't even know they were going to be there, but that's cool. That's awesome that they're going to be there. You know, just, you know, like I said, it's a great thing to give back to the community because those guys, everybody looks up to us.
Well, Terrence, we really appreciate you joining us. Best of luck the rest of the offseason. And also, you know, don't let them push you around on those rides at Disney World.
Thank you.
That's Ravens defensive lineman Terrence Cody, the Mount, with us here on WBAL. Back with more next year on Sportsline.